Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah to him who we praise. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the great and mighty one. Hallelujah to the one who
hallelujah.
Loves us. Hallelujah to the Almighty Father. Hallelujah to the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah to the Jehovah El Elyon. Hallelujah to Jehovah Shalom. Hallelujah to Jehovah Makashe Mekamdesh. Hallelujah to Jehovah Tikkanu. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah to the great and mighty one. Hallelujah to our great creator. Hallelujah. All praises to you, O God. All honor belong to you today, Lord God. Glory to your name. Holy is our God. Glory, 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 glory. Honor, honor. You said to give honor whom honor is due. We honor you this morning, the great Lord God, almighty in the heavens, almighty in the earth, the one who's the ruler of every nation. Have your way, oh God. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way today. Have your way in us every day. We surrender all, and Lord, forgive us, oh God, when we neglect you, because you don't leave us. You never forsake us. You're with us 24/7 days a week, 365 days of the year. Oh God, any mud on our garments, remove it, oh God. Any way we slipped into another area, Lord God, for that's unpleasing to you, forgive us, oh God. Create in us that clean heart that we need in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we're dependent upon you more than a baby that's dependent upon his mother in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, you are the one that feed us every day. Feed us when we're hungry, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Today, we're hungry for you. We're thirsty for you like a deer when it's thirsty for water. We hunger for righteousness, oh God. We hunger for more of you, oh God. More of you, more of you, more of you, oh God. We praise your name. We honor you today. You are King. You are Lord. You are Shepherd. You are Father who art in heaven. You rule and you reign in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So today we say we give thanks, oh God. You, oh God, with our whole heart. We give thanks with our whole heart. We honor your name forever and ever and ever and ever. So, Father, we thank you. We bless you this morning. You are Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. You are the one true and living God. We surrender in the name of Jesus. Have your way this morning on Bible Story Land. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our home. Have your way in our neighborhoods. Have your way in our city. Have your way in our nation, oh God. In the name of Jesus. You are ruler of this nation, oh God. In the name of Jesus. You are our ruler in the name of Jesus. We are your people called by your name. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing. All you're going to do. You have done great things for us, oh God. And we say thank you, Jesus. You're the one who woke us up this morning. Thank you, Lord God. You're the one who kept us safe all these years. You're the one who is our provider, Jehovah Jireh. You provide life and godliness. You provide nourishment for us, oh God, for our bodies, oh God. You have kept us and our families. Oh God, we say hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings, to the Almighty God. You are Lord. You are King. You are the omnipotent one. Nobody's greater than you. Be holy. You are holy. Holy. Holy are you, oh God. Righteous are you, oh God. You are the King of Kings. We bless your name. We bless your name. We honor your presence. You are Almighty. You are the great one. Be high and lifted up, our King. We call upon your mighty name. We call upon you today. We don't know the way, but we know that you are a way maker. Oh, God, we know that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we thank you for the faith that you put in us, that you have given us. Oh, God, without you, we can't breathe. We can't move. We can't have our well-being. So this morning, we say hallelujah to the King of Kings. Well, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Bible Story Land. We thank God for each of you. We are airing here in Jacksonville, Florida. We thank God for each of you in your city, your state, the nation that God put us in. We thank God for those who are listening from other continents. Glory. We give you praise. We give you thanks this morning. You are the mighty King. You are the only God, the true and living Father. Today is September the 3rd, 2022. We serve an amazing God. He's the one who has kept us thus far. Many people left with coronavirus. Many people left with sickness and disease. But yet we are yet alive. Thank you for what you do with us. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in us.
Yes.
In us. You're the one who called by name, the ones who you have cleaned up and turned around, the ones who keep their eyes. Thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We come to lift your name on high. We come to praise you. We come to say thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, your favor upon our lives. We say thank you. Psalms 57, verse 5 says, be thou exalted, O God, in the heavens. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. All the earth. Let your glory be above all the earth. Psalms 43, 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. We come to honor you today, Lord God. We come to honor your presence. You are the King of glory, and we appreciate you. Today is a day to honor God, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Yes, we honor him. We give him the highest respect, greatest esteem. He is the King of kings. He is Lord God Almighty. He is the one, the most high God. He is the true and living God. All others are false gods. Forgive us, Lord, for any way we have served false gods. Whatever we put in front of you, whatever we put ahead of you is a false god. Forgive us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us. Cleanse us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. We come to give you praise, honor. You who are faithful, you are faithful to us, oh God. And we say thank you, Lord Jesus. You are loyal. You are kind. You are loving. And you deserve all the glory. You deserve all the praise in the name of Jesus. Well, we thank God for each of you this morning. We have missed one of you. We thank God for Bible Story Land. We thank God for the time we had off. And we continually praise God. We continually honor him, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. It's prayer time, and we're going to call on Pastor Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky, to give us a prayer, a thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. Good morning, Pastor. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. Gracious Lord, we bow this morning acknowledging who you are, for you are God, and beside thee there is none other. Father, we do come with thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord, because you've been mighty good to us. Lord, we thank you for keeping us. While we were absent one from another, Lord, you kept us, and for that we say thank you. Lord, we thank you for giving us one more day. We thank you, Lord, for giving us this day. And, Lord, since you woke us up this morning, yes, our mind is stayed on you. Since you woke us up this morning, Lord, we're going to fill this day with honor and praise for you. Lord, we give reverence to your holy name. Lord, we love you. We thank you so much for all that you have done for us, all that you will do, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for Bible Story Land, for all those who are always on. Lord, we thank you. We've missed one another, Lord, but Lord, you brought us together again one more time, and for that we say thank you. It's one more time, Lord, one more day that we can praise your holy name. We say thank you, Lord. Now, Lord, should there be anyone on this line today who's not feeling well, Lord, we ask a special blessing for them. We ask a special healing touch, Lord, for the sick. Lord, we ask a special comforting touch for those who are in bereavement, Lord. Lord, we just thank you that we can call on your holy name, knowing that when we call on your name, Lord, you hear us. You come to see about us in a hurry, and for that we say thank you. Lord, you've been so good. Oh, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't tell you how good you've been. Couldn't tell it all, Lord. Couldn't thank you enough, Lord. But today we just say thank you. Thank you for all that you've done for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for dying on the cross for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for sharing your blood for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving our souls. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we bless your holy name on this morning. We ask a special blessing for Minister G, Lord. Thank you so much for giving her to us, Lord. Lord, she's precious. So we ask, Lord, that you would bless everything that she sets her hands to do, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for this Bible Storyland family. Bless us and keep us together in your care. We love you, Lord. We thank you. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray for his sinless sake. Amen. And thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that powerful prayer, Pastor Doc Hawkins. We appreciate you. Well, we have Karen Itell with us from Houston, Texas. She's still praising God every day. So we thank God for you, Karen.
Thank you.
How are you doing, Karen?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm glad to be back.
Amen. All right.
I'm going to do God Bless America.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless America and every country and every continent. So we thank God for that song. Beautiful hearing. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. Well, it's continually praise time. We got to continue to praise the Lord every day, every time we think about him. We got to give him glory and praise. You know, but his thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand. Can you imagine? I can't even begin to count 20 grains. So you know how much he thinks about. So we really praise him, honor him. When you're in your car, praise him. When you wash your dishes, praise him. When you're on your job, praise him. No matter what, praise the Lord. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Continually give him praise. Continually honor him. Continually give him thanks. He deserves all the glory, all the praise, all the thanks. He's wonderful. He's wonderful. For him, the King of Kings, the Almighty God, we are thankful that he knows our name and even gave us the right fingerprint. Isn't he awesome? He's mighty. Well, we thank God. We're honoring God in songs of praise. We're going to call on Pastor Donna Hawkins again from Paducah, Kentucky. And we thank God for the mighty woman of God. Good morning again, Pastor Donna Hawkins. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. God is so good, and he has been so good.
Amen.
You have no idea how much we thank you and how much we appreciate you and what a difference you've made in our lives. You are a blessing, Minister G, and we thank God for you. It was through you that we had a chance to meet Mother Ludell in June, and I thank God for that. I thank God for that opportunity. Thank God that we were able to share and pray together and sing together. And Minister G, that's all because of you. We thank you. We appreciate you so much.
Same to you all. I love you all and appreciate you all as well. I just called Mother Ludell coming on, so she'll be on soon.
Wonderful. Wonderful. We had a good visit with her. I tell you, God just orchestrated that. He just did. We were headed to Augusta and saw a sign that said Appling. First of all, I'd never heard of Appling, Georgia, never been there, but the Lord allowed us to meet, and I thank God for it.
Amen.
Amen. And every time I talk to her since you all were there, she mentions your name. Every time. She don't forget.
We went there to encourage her, and don't you know she encouraged us while we were there? She prayed for us. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, she did. I thank God for her. Thank God for you. And you know, the things that you do for the Lord, it'll speak for you. It'll speak for you. So I'm not going to take up any more of your time. I am going to sing. May the works I've done speak for me. May the works I've done speak for me. When I'm resting in my grave and there's nothing to be said, may the works I've done speak for me. May the life I live speak for me. May the life I live speak for me. When the best I try to live, my mistakes God will forgive. May the light I live speak for me. May the service I give speak for me. May the service I give speak for me. When I've done the best I can and my friends don't understand, may the service I give speak for me. The work I've done seems so small. Sometimes it seems like nothing at all. But when I stand before my God, I want to hear him say, well done. May the work I've done speak for me. The work I've done seems so small. Sometimes it seems like nothing at all. But when I stand before my God, I want to hear him say, well done. May the work I've done, may the life I live, may the service I give, may the work I've done speak for me.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, the work I've done speak for me.
Hallelujah.
Yes, indeed. Indeed.
God, we serve. He knows everything we do, even though our thoughts are far off. The works that we do, yes, indeed, speak for us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When we stand before in the judgment, you know what we want to hear? Well done, thy good and faithful servant. That's what we want to hear. Thank God for each of you this morning. We have Jackie Travis on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie. How you doing?
Good morning, Sister G. We have really missed you, like my cousin said. We missed you so much. We missed Bible Storyland and all the people. We thought about them. And my cousin called me when she met Sister Lou there and said, guess where I'm at? No way. She said, I'm up here with Sister Lou there. Get out of here. So they sent up, she sent me a picture of her. She is a pretty lady. She's pretty. And I was glad that they got a chance to meet her. So, Sister G, you are very much appreciated, very much, very much. We thank you so much for just being on. We thank you for that, my cousin said.
He told them.
So, every time we got ready to get on the radio, my grandbaby Ava said, I'm going to let you sing. So then we called and said, not on today. Not on today. So today, she's on the phone, right, Janae?
Yes, ma'am. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Mother Lubell.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Amen. Wonderful.
Great.
How's everybody in Florida?
Everybody well.
Great.
I'm so glad I got a chance to get a picture of you and talk with you. We love you. We love you.
I love you all, too.
You're the mother of our radio. Oh, thank you. You are so sweet.
Good morning, Liddell.
Good morning, darling. How are you all this morning?
Good morning, Jackie.
Yes.
Let me get in on this, too. Good morning, Mother Liddell. This is Donna from Kentucky. We love you.
I would love you all, too, when Irvin come back.
Amen.
We will.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, right.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
So
they got you singing. Right?
Okay, so we're going to let Ava sing.
Okay. Ava, you got a song you want to sing? What's the name of the song?
This is a lot of mom. I'm going to sing. This is a lot of mom. I'm going to sing. This is a lot of mom. I'm going to sing. Let it shine.
Yay!
Yay!
I got a song I can sing. This is the day the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, this is the rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day
that the Lord has made.
Amen.
Yay.
Hey.
That's my grandbaby. Woo. God, that's awesome. I remember when Ava wasn't even in the world, her mother was carrying her. And now, because the way they trained her up and the way to go, she's singing songs of praise. How old are you, Ava?
Ava?
I'm three.
Three?
Three, yeah.
Oh my God. You are a big girl. Oh, we just love you so much, Ava. We love you. How old is your sister, Ava?
Four. No, how old is Ava? Zaya?
One.
Oh, she's one. Wow. Well, you give your sister a big hug for us, and you keep singing for the Lord, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, Ava.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ava.
You're welcome.
Hey, did you want to sing the song? Because I'm hoarse.
Let's see. I'm sorry.
No problem.
God is able. My God is able.
Hold on one moment. Thanks. I got the song.
Thank God for the song. Hallelujah. God is awesome.
Well, he's not too ready. Walk with me, Lord.
Ooh.
Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me.
While the morning is just shining,
Lord
Jesus, just walk with me.
Hold my
hand, Lord, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand.
Yeah.
By the morning, Jesus, oh Lord, I want Jesus just to hold my hand.
Hold my hand.
Guide my feet, Lord. Guide my feet. Guide my feet, Lord. Guide my feet. Watch them on earth. Jesus, oh Lord. I want Jesus just to guide my feet. Oh, yeah.
Walk with my mother.
Yes.
Please walk with me.
Yes, Lord.
Walk with my mother.
Walk with me. Walk with me. Jesus, I need. Oh, yeah.
Yes, Lord.
I want Jesus. Yes, you walk with me.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Sister Ludell.
All right,
over.
Yeah. You're welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
All right, Mother Ludell, you're the youngest out here. Let's see, Mother Ludell, you'll be 101 February 10th. That's
won't
right.
Won't be long if God let me.
Right around here.
Yeah.
Oh,
amen.
Yeah.
Amen. All right, Mother Michelle, you helped her sing. Now, what you going to sing?
I'm sorry to host this morning. Oh, what I'm going to sing? Just one more time. Just
amen.
One more time. Just one more time. Just one more time. Just one more time. Good Lord, I'm so good to be in the number just one more time, just to sing a song, just to sing a song, just to sing a song, just to sing a song. Good Lord, I'm so glad to be in the number just one more time. Just to hear your voice, just to hear your voice, just to hear your voice, just to hear your voice. That makes me so glad to be in the number just one more time, just one more time, just one more time, just one more time, just one more time. Oh, that makes me so glad to be in the number one more time. So my host of voice ain't going out too well, but thank God for it still.
That voice is wonderful. We thank God for the voice he gave you.
All
awesome.
Right.
Awesome. We thank God for you, almost 101 years young. My God.
Almost. Thank God.
Amen.
I give it all to God.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
I never leave you or forsake you. So that's what he's doing with me right now.
Amen.
I love him.
And I know you do. Yes, he's given you abundant life.
Yes.
Thank God.
I thank you.
Thank God. You all, each of you. Thank you, Mother Liddell. Thank you, Pastor Donna Hawkins. Thank you, Karen. Oh, my God. Thank you, God. Each of you means so much to me. My God, I thank God you all. I just can't tell you how much I appreciate you being in my life all these years. I appreciate you. I thank you for your prayer, that you pray on my behalf. I thank you for the encouragement that you give me. It means so much to me. I'm so grateful that you in my life. Thank God for you. Thank God for each of you this morning. Thank God for the little one. The mouth of babes. Thank God for Ava, Jackie's granddaughter. Thank God for Jackie's daughter that came on to bring her baby on. She's training her daughter up in the way she should be. Thank God for you all. Thank God. This is a wonderful day to honor our God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Almighty. Well, it's time for the Word. You know we love the Word. So God's plant to our feet and a light to our pathway. We need the Word. So we thank God we have a God on from Jacksonville, Florida, Apostle Gussie Killen. She's going to be speaking the Word of God this morning. And we thank God for her. I'm at another church, and I tell you what, oh, my God, she has a mighty word from the Lord on the inside of her. She is such a gracious, beautiful woman inside out. Her husband, her family. I thank God for her taking time out of her busy schedule to come on to bring the word today. So I introduce you to Apostle Gussie Killen from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Apostle. How are you?
Good morning. Praise God. How's everyone on the platform this morning?
Good morning.
Praise God. Good morning. I thank God for each and every one that is here. Amen. I thank God for every prayer that's been lifted up in the name of Jesus, you know. And I know that God is going to take action on those prayers, you know. Because he said the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And I know God heard every prayer that was lifted up on today and the days that was before and the days that are going to come. I just tell God, thank you this morning for just me, you know, being a part of the service this morning. Glory to God. Haven't been in the service this early in a long time. But I still tell God, thank you for it. Amen. Because it's the gathering of the saints time. How many of us know that today?
Amen.
It's time for us to really gather together. It's so much separation in the land. Glory to God. Amen. God is looking and he's saying, well, what are my people are doing? Even though we are not outnumbered, the enemy wants us to just seem that way. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so many people going back to the vomit. But God said he don't want you to go back to the vomit today. He wants you to stay in the sheepfold. Glory to God. He wants you to stay in the fence. He don't want you wandering. Glory to God. Too many people are wandering. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we're looking at them wandering, but we're not going after them. Hallelujah, Jesus. But God say, when one leave out of the sheep, he say, don't worry about the 99. I got them covered. Hallelujah. But I need you to go and see, can you get that other one transformed by the renewing of the mind that they'll return back to God. Although we know victory is ours in the end, as the book of Revelation gives us, it gives us, glory to God, clearance on that. We still have to work. How many of us are working today? Hallelujah, Jesus. So the word says to me in prayer this morning, Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, for the gathering of the saints, Lord God. On this beautiful radio station, Father God, we give Pastor Gatlin, Lord God, honor this morning, Lord God, for your word say, who deserves honor? We should always honor them anyway, Lord God. We should give thanks for them, Lord God. We should give love to them, Lord God. We should, Lord God, be willing to lift them up, Lord God, and help them, Lord God, do everything that the gospel requires to be done, Father God. If we, Lord God, are willing, Lord God, we tell you thank you this morning, Lord God, for everybody that's here on the platform this morning, Lord God. I ask you, Lord God, to touch them right now, Lord God. from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord God. If there's anything, Lord God, that wants to distract their mind, Lord God, we decree and declare that you move it now, Lord God. If anything want to touch their bodies, Lord God, in the way it ought not to, Lord God, we ask you to heal it right now, Lord God, and remove it at the root right now, God. If anybody want to come in, Lord God, and assert what you have going on right now, Lord God, we decree and declare, Lord God, that it is not so, Father God. We decree and declare, Lord God, that everything that you want to take place on this morning, Lord God, and any day, Father God, that it will happen, Lord God, because of the fervent prayers, Lord God, because of the action, Lord God, because of the desires, Lord God, in your servants' hearts today, Lord God. We tell you thank you today, Lord God, for our families, Lord, our friends and our enemies, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for your house, Lord God, that is built off of your word, Lord God. Everything else is sinking sand, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for standing and believing and trusting in us being obedient, Lord God, faithfully, Lord God, to what you have poured in us, Lord God, and died for this whole world, Lord God, to have victory in, Lord God. We decree and declare, Lord God, that deliverance will come through your word, Lord God, as you said it, Lord God. Signs and wonders and miracles shall follow the believer, Father God. So we are believers this morning, Father God, on what your word say it will do, Lord God. We trust it with our life, Father God, because your word is our life, Father God. We ask, Lord God, that somebody be healed, delivered, set free, Lord God. No matter what's going on, Father God, we're going to manifest victory on today, Father God, to give them that faith, even if so, of the grain of a mustard seed, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, if it's a family member, Lord God, touch the family member, Lord God. We know that we all have family members, Lord God, that are in disarray, Lord God, that are separated from the family, Lord God, that are out there running wild, Father God, that drugs took over, Lord God, man took over, Father God, or just themselves have done something, Father God, that they believe that they cannot be, Lord God, forgiven for, Father God. Little does they know or have they forgotten, Father, that you died on the cross, Father God, that every man and woman, boy and girl shall be forgiven for every sin that they ever committed, Father God, if they just believe, Father God. That's all they need to do is just believe, Lord, in what you have sent your son to do for us all, Father. And, Father, I just tell you thank you right now, Lord God, for your word, Lord God, that is going to come on this morning, Lord God. Again, Father, I thank you for everyone that is connected, Lord God, that have a listening ear, Lord God. Let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church on today, Father God. I ask you, Father God, that you pour into me, Lord God, that I move out of the way, Lord God, that you can move mightily, Lord God, through your word, Lord God, through this vessel, Lord God, that you saved, Father. I tell you thank you right now, Lord God, for the manifestation, Lord God. I ask you to continue to bless the radio station, continue to bless the woman of God, Father. Let more come, Lord God, running and willing, Lord God, to be a part, Lord God. Let us, Father God, be in agreement with one another, Lord God, with what you have set forth, Lord God, that we'll be willing to do and help, Father God, in every time we can, Lord God. So, Father, we tell you thank you right now, Lord God, with your miraculous power, your miraculous grace, Lord God, your love and kindness that have drawn us all to one another. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. As I was ministering in the spirit with the Lord and he began to relate to me, hallelujah, Jesus, Romans 12, hallelujah, it's a popular scripture, you know, but we find it today that when we go into our ministries and in other ministries as well, we see this great separation because of one person want this and one person want that. They'll talk this gossip and somebody calls that gossip, and it's been a great falling away of the church. And some folks are using the pandemic as an escape, glory to God, to not do the will of God. Hallelujah. But I heard him say, nothing shall separate me from the love of God. No heights, no depths, no principalities, no nothing in any high place shall separate us from the love of God, meaning that God have wanted us all to stick together no matter what happens on this earth. God said he do not want us separated. He want us together. He said, how can we be a village if we're separated? Oh, I can't hear nobody this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have to stay together. Hallelujah. We have to trust the word of God. Although we have to be safe, glory to God, we were supposed to be safe all the time. Hallelujah. And God puts us to the test. He calls things to happen. He allows things to happen in every season of life.
there's going to be something that's going to happen. Glory to God. And God said to the saints this morning that we must be ready. Hallelujah. When Jesus comes. Hallelujah. Some people are waiting for him to crack the sky, but he wants you to be ready when it's time for you to depart this land. Hallelujah, Jesus. That you, when you transition, hallelujah, Jesus, you'll already be ready. Hallelujah. For when he do come again. Hallelujah. Some of us not going to see this physical death, but we're going to see death spiritually. Hallelujah. We still going to be transformed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah, Jesus. So Father God told me this morning, he said, Romans 12, hallelujah. He says, a living sacrifice to God. And verse 1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service. So he's saying in verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So Paul says, I beseech you. He's reaching out to us in a way, glory to God, to entreat us, glory to God, to cause us to think, glory to God. Hallelujah, with our minds, by the mercy of God, that we can present ourselves to God. Hallelujah, without spots, glory to God, without wrinkles, without being tainted, glory to God, without that ugliness, glory to God, that we have been transformed from. He said we can live a sacrificial life that is holy and acceptable to God. But how we do that with our body, if it's going to be a reasonable service, first of all, he said we have to not be conformed to this world, but we have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we can prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And how are we going to do that without being transformed? God says the old man has to be what? Done away with, so the new man can come. So we have to, therefore, it starts with the beginning of how we think. Glory to God, or what the word of God is saying to us. And if we can't think about how the word of God is saying to us that we can be transformed, that we can hear that beseeching, glory to God, and we can come into a place in life that'll give God a reasonable servant, meaning that it's not unreasonable to do, but reasonable to do, because God has said it in his word that we can do all things through him that strengthen us. And the reason why some of us are not doing that is because we're not relying or depending on the prayer of the, or the word of God, the spirit of Christ that is supposed to be leading us, because he says, lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge God, that he'll direct our path. But some of us are not letting God direct our path. We're putting what we want to do before what God said do. Glory to God. So God can't do what he want to do for you or in you because we're not allowing him because of our own mind. Because why? We move love out of the way. Some of us getting up preaching, but we're still having sex with men or women. Glory to God. Some of us are not teaching our children. We're letting our children tell us what to do, or somebody else's child can come and be disrespectful and just have a this corrupt attitude because we're not training our children in the right way to go. So the Bible lets us know that we have to crucify the flesh with its passions and its desires. So if we don't crucify the flesh with the passions and desires up, we can't be transformed by the renewing of our mind because we're not letting the old stuff die. Can I say anybody out there this morning?
Amen.
Glory to God. We're not letting the old man die. We're accepting things that God said do not accept no more. Glory to God. Where you once was in life, you ought to not be there anymore. Hallelujah. You've been transformed. You've been renewed. You've been refreshed. Glory to God. You've been remade. You have to be remade while you are here. Glory to God. With your mindset, no, I'm not going on unclean dates. Glory to God. It starts with your mind, then it starts with your body. Okay, God, what am I going to do right now with my body? I'm going to keep my body as a living sacrifice. Why? Because I'm exalting God now. I'm not looking at the things that I used to do. I'm looking at the things that I ought to be doing in the name of Jesus. So we are encouraged by the word of God to give our bodies as service to God. Glory to God. We have to be as troops on the battlefield. Glory to God. We need to be talked to sometime, yes, but we still need to be obedient to the word of God. We need to lay down our life for the Lord. That's what causes our life to be a living sacrifice. We put what we want away, hallelujah, and give God what his will is. We have to tie our will in to the will of God. And if our will is not tying into the will of God, or God's will is not tying into our will, in other words, we're looking at God's will to be our will. A living sacrifice to God. See, we can't expect God to do something when we're not going to do it. Yes, God automatically blesses us each and every day that we get up with life. Glory to God. He gives us an opportunity. That's a blessing. Glory to God. Where your mind at when you get up out of the bed or off your sofa or off your floor, wherever you like to sleep at. Glory to God. And God say, I want you to rise up. Are you going to give me glory? Are you going to be obedient to me? Are you going to call and see somebody? All right. Glory to God. Is you going to text somebody and say, hey, I just want to know how you doing this morning. That's mercy. Hallelujah. That's causing God's grace to be abound. Glory to God, that it moves spiritually, glory to God, that somebody else know that you're caring about them because you're making your body a living sacrifice and holy to God. You're not thinking about having sex with nobody. You're not thinking about going out there prostituting. You're not thinking about robbing so you can get a bullet or a knife in you, glory to God, or a jail cell, you know, or a grave, glory to God. You're not going after those things, hallelujah. We have to serve God, hallelujah, with the transformation of the mind, meaning that it's being renewed from old things have been, what, deposited out, that the new things can be deposited in. And every day this is a daily process, glory to God, of the renewing that we do every day that we can prove that God is good, hallelujah. That his will is perfect, and we can be perfecting God by living a perfect life in Christ if we want to. I know a lot of folks have a problem with the word perfect because if they make a mistake, they'll try to drown themselves with guilt. That is not what God is talking about. If your faith is mature, the Spirit of God is going to cause you to not want to sin, not want to go back to your old ways, don't be a gossiper and a babbler, not go out there on the street corners, glory to God, going in these clubs. Hey, you trying to do the devil work and God work at the same time. You can't do it because your mind is matured. That's what it means. My mind has matured in the grace of God. This a day-by-day thing, and it's every day that I got to think about what God wanted, what's best for me, and that is to be into the kingdom of God. Because if my mind is going to keep running around doing what it want to do, then I cannot live the perfect, mature life in Christ. Then, God, I can't be accepted into the kingdom because I'm too busy about doing what I want to do. So our mind has to be transformed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Transformed by the renewing of our mind, how we think about ourselves. Do you think about yourself the old way this morning, or do you think with the renewed mind of Christ today? It just means being sober. Glory to God. Thinking about, Lord, I thank you for bringing me from my past. Lord, I thank you for bringing me out of danger, seen, unseen. Lord, I thank you for your word that has delivered me, Father God. I thank you for your word that has given me gifts, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for my measure of faith. How many of us can be thankful this morning for our measure of faith this morning about being a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God? God said this morning, he said, you know what? I'm looking at everybody. I'm not picking that out on one person. I'm looking at everybody. I know everybody. Mine, he said, let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. And some of us are not letting our mind be run with the Holy Ghost. But God said we got to learn how to walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. We got to learn how to walk in the Spirit. Ah, in Galatians 5, glory to God, 16, say, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hallelujah. Because if we walk in the Spirit, hallelujah, day by day, this is a daily thing that we do because our mind is being refreshed and renewed. And once our mind is refreshed and renewed day by day, walking, glory to God, wherever our feet taking us is carrying us, glory to God. It's carrying us into our destiny. It's carrying us into our purpose. It's carrying us into our belief, what we have trusted God for over our life. Because we're walking in the Spirit, glory to God, the enemy cannot come in and set up shop and do what he used to do. Glory to God, on the inside of us, but them old ways, glory to God, we're out of those, glory to God, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit. That's what the word said in verse 17 of Galatians 5. Yes, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. They fight one another, glory to God. They're in contrary with one another. They can't stand one another. One want to dominate the other. But when you're in Christ today, how many of y'all know that the light, hallelujah, Jesus, conquers the darkness, hallelujah. It conquers it. But if you are led by the Spirit, in verse 18, you are not under the law of the darkness. Glory to God. You're not under the law of the old man. You're not under the law of the old Mosaic law. You're under the law of the freedom of Christ, glory to God, because God has set you free, because his Lord fulfilled that law when he died on the cross, glory to God, when he walked among men, when he got crucified on the cross, and he was in the grave for 3 long days, and he got up with all power in his hand, showing men and women, glory to God, the power of love. Can we get love on this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. God is so awesome, glory to God, that he knows our work, glory to God. He knows what we're doing. He knows how we're feeling. He knows how we're treating one another. He's telling us that we ought to not have certain things in our life when we got the renewal of the mind, glory to God. He's telling us that our body should be this living sacrifice, that it'll fulfill the law of love. Because the flesh wants to do is show adultery. It want to fornicate. It want to be unclean. It want to do lewdness. It want to do adultery. It want to do sorcery. It want to do hatred, contentions, jealousy, outbursts, and wrath, selfishness, ambition, decisions, and heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, rivalries, and things like that. God said they won't even inherit the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So we always have to keep our mind, hallelujah, stayed on God, that God can continue to use us, that those yokes can be broken, glory to God, that we can go out there and minister to other people, glory to God, that are having troubles in these areas in their life, Father God. Some have more than one, glory to God. I had more than one, hallelujah, Jesus. But we see these things in the house of God nowadays, glory to God. And I don't see the preacher saying nothing, glory to God. And when you say something, somebody want to get upset with you about what's going on in the house of God. But God say, let his will be done. And we have to let the will of God take over, hallelujah, Jesus. I can't let darkness take over where there's light supposed to be at. Come on, somebody. We have to stand up for the righteousness of God because our mind has been renewed, hallelujah, to do the will of God. We have to be obedient to what the word tells us to do. So God is saying, he told us in time past that people that practice those things, glory to God, again, they will not inherit the earth, the kingdom of God. They'll inherit the hell. That's what they inherit because they have made a choice for hell to be their home. And some of us think that hell is not real, but it's a real place just like heaven is. I hear a whole bunch of folks talk about heaven, but they don't talk about hell. They don't want nobody to tell them, oh, if they doing this, if they doing that, that hell will be their home. But the word said that's where it'll be. If it's telling you that you won't even see the kingdom of God, hallelujah, you won't even inherit it, hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, except the man be born again, glory to God, he will not see the kingdom of God. That's what the word says. So that means it's another place that a person will see, glory to God, if they're not renewed by their mind. Hallelujah. And we can't have love. Love can't go this way and that way. He said, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. So we have to put love in this proper place. We have to put love in this proper attitude. We have to put love in the spiritual realm of atmosphere that it'll reach people to let them know that God wants you. Hallelujah. To come out of the darkness and into the marvelous light. He wants your work. When you're working, glory to God, he wanted to count for something. Hallelujah. Yes, you want to be out giving out a charity, you know, or doing something good. God said he don't want you just doing something good. He wants you to do it to glorify him. He wanted to mean something so it'll be accounted, glory to God, through his grace and his mercy, glory to God, that it'll bring blessings unto you, more suffice blessings than to just do it to be seen or heard. Hallelujah, God. I tell God, thank you this morning, glory to God, because God give us the fruit of the Spirit, glory to God, and the first fruit is love. Hallelujah. We have to think on love all the time, because without love, then none of the rest of the fruits can do any good. Some people be, I'm glad about doing this, I'm glad about doing that. Yeah, but they're not loving to do it. Hallelujah. It's a different when you love to do something that's good. It gives you complete joy. When you love to do something good, it gives you complete peace. When you love to do something that's great because of your mind has been transformed, you can go through long suffering, glory to God. You're always wanting to be kind, and the goodness of God is always on you, because I heard him say, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. And then we have to be faithful to the purpose, glory to God. When we're not faithful to the purpose, glory to God, anything can stop us, glory to God, on the journey. We don't need nothing stopping us on the journey when we have faithfulness. Faithfulness brings on obedience. The obedience brings on faithfulness to God. So we have to realize, glory to God, that against such of those beautiful things that God has given us the fruit thereof, is no law against that, because we are freedom, because we have freedom in Christ to love ye one another as God has loved us. We have no reason to go around hating on one another, lying on one another, gossiping on one another, trying to shame one another. He even tell us to don't let us become conceited. Don't let us think we're higher than one another. No matter what position is that, God told me about the apostleship. Glory to God. I don't know everything about it. I just know who I am in the Lord. Glory to God. And whoever you are in the Lord, glory to God, do what the best thing to do is do the will of God. Do what he's designed you to do and do it well and do it the best that you can. Glory to God. We're not here to judge one another about how we operate in God. As long as it's the true will of God in our life, let's operate that way. Hallelujah. Let us not become envying of one another, but be thankful for one another. Do what we can to help one another to run this race that is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to the ones that endure all the way to the end. Because the Bible lets us know that some ran the race well, but then some of them got hindered on it, and then they stopped obeying what the word of God says. But God said this persuasion, it does not even come from him who calls you. God don't cause you to do a thing and don't help you do it. Glory to God. He's going to help you every step of the way. You may not understand it, but the only thing you got to do is keep going. Glory to God. Sometimes some people want to put foolishness in the mix, but God say, I don't need the foolishness. I just need you to fulfill what I told you, a love. I need you to keep doing what I've called and chosen you to do. He said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And we're talking again about eternal life again this morning, glory to God, that goes along with walking in the Spirit, glory to God, goes along with being renewed by your mind. You can't do anything without the mind, the right set of mind, glory to God, to do the, either the will of God or the will of the devil. One of them going to outdo one or the other. So what we're saying is, this morning is, now, how are we going to work the works of God? Are we going to work them the way we want to work them, or are we going to work them the way the enemy wants them to work? Glory to God. Because, you know, we have people that are enemies of the gospel. Glory to God. They do not want to hear the gospel. They don't want to hear you saying anything to them about right. They want right to be wrong and wrong to be right. But I say this morning, like Paul said, I beseech you on that this morning, that we make our bodies a living sacrifice. He also told us in the Psalm 37, he said, fret not because of evildoers, because they'll soon be cut off like the green grass. We do not have to humble to unbelievers. We have to humble to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Accountable to the ways of the Lord, that we can be continuing his goodness. He the one that blesses us with favor. He the one that cuts off everything that try to attack you. He's the one that open up doors that can't be closed. He's the one that closed doors that can't be opened. Glory to God. And God said, if an unbeliever just unbelieve, let them stay where they're unbelieving at. Glory to God. But you yet still believe and do what I'm asking you to do. He's telling us don't even be desirous for what you see another man have. He said don't even be ignorant, glory to God. He said, I want you to know my mystery. He said, the mystery is I done came, lived, and died, glory to God. While they were talking about me, it may have been a mystery to you then, but the only thing you had to do was believe, glory to God, like he told Moses. Moses said, who to tell the people sent me? He said, I am that I am. And it caused a belief on Moses, because Moses spoke with God. It caused a belief on Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It caused a belief to come into the land that was so powerful that when they spoke the name God, hallelujah, Jesus, people heard the name God. It caused Joshua, glory to God, to seek, glory to God, because he tells us to seek you first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto them. So God called them out as faithful people, faithful with a great cloud of witnesses that believed in God, believed that a Jesus was coming. Glory to God. Even though they wasn't going to see him, they believed. Hallelujah. And that's what God wants us to do today. He wants us to believe, glory to God, in his manifested word, glory to God, in the spirit of Christ. Believe that God is alive and believe that through him all things are possible. Believe that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father except by him. He said in Psalm 60 and 61, and starting with verse 1, he's talking about salvation. And he has another scripture in the Bible that says, seek out your own soul salvation. Some of us are not seeking out how we should handle our salvation. Well, we just got told that we have to do it, what? With our living sacrifice of body. We have to have the right mind to do that. So he says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. How are we going to preach to somebody that's poor-minded or in a poor situation when our mind is not set up to do anything great in their life, glory to God, to give them a hope, hallelujah, Jesus, or to show them that love, that it'll cause a life-changing experience on them, glory to God, to come up out of that darkness and walk into God's marvelous light. We can't do that if our spiritual man is not the spiritual man of Christ, glory to God, and have not sought out our own salvation, what's best with our mindset from our body to everything that we do in life. Because the Lord, he says, has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. How are you going to call somebody's heart not to be broken when your mindset is not even much there to help them get a turnaround or get a grip back on life? Because some people have actually lost a grip. Life happened to them and they did not know how to handle it. But God says, I'm sending you as my servant to bring that person back to love themselves so they can love me. Bringing them back to a hope, glory to God, that they'll see that I am the everlasting God and there is no other. Bringing them back to a place that their mind can be transformed. It can be renewed, that they can stand upright, glory to God, and give God the same praise, an honorable praise that you give him. We can't have a Cain spirit, glory to God. We have to have an Abel spirit. We have to give God the best of our first fruit. Whatever we give God, it has to be our best. Glory to God. And we give it to him with love and honor to him, that he said those that worship him must worship him not only in spirit but in truth. You can't worship God if you don't have his spirit, and because you're not going to be able to worship him in truth if you don't. So he's telling us, he's sending us out to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, that these people are so much in bondage. God say, I need some people that's really free to go out there and help somebody else be free. Are you with me? Because my folks is not free. They're not free. They think they're free, but they're not free. He that is with God has an everlasting covenant with God, and they are free. They're realizing that they're free. That's another word for perfect. It's just free, matured. You don't have no desire to do evil no more, and you can't help somebody change if you still living your old life. It's not going to work that way. So he said, oh, I want them to be free because they're captive to the world. Glory to God. And then he said, and then the opening of the prison is to those who are bound. He's saying, some people say, well, I don't go to the jail. Why you don't go to the jail? That could be you in jail. They need the word too. He said, told you, and then the opening of those that are in prison, to those who are bound. Some people are bound. It's a lot of innocent people, a lot of guilty people that are just in bondage, whether they're behind bars, in their homes, on their job, in marriages, relationships, all kind of stuff. People are bound. They're in prison to those things. So it's bounded them that they don't even know how to be free. But God said, I'm sending you to these people because he has anointed you to preach the good tidings to them that are poor in their spirit, in their mind, in their bodies. Because of their brokenness, God said he want to send you out to restore them. And we can't restore and help nobody if we can't help ourselves, if we're not in the right place, our own self, by being renewed and transformed, by the renewing of our mind. We have to be delivered. Because some folks, they can preach real good and everything, and they can put it all together, sing and everything else, but they're not delivered from the world. They're still touching here and touching there and doing this and doing that. And God said, I, the Spirit of the Lord, is upon me. So when the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, you are doing the acceptable thing, which is your reasonable service. Because every day is a day of salvation for somebody to come up out of the wilderness, to come up out of the darkness, to be transformed by the renewing of their mind, to be able to comfort somebody that is in mourn today, to be able to comfort somebody that has lost a loved one, to be able to comfort somebody that's out there on drugs, to be able to comfort somebody that's been out there that's in prison, glory to God, by someone or something. Glory to God. He said we have to be counseled, you know, to give them beauty for the ashes, that their oil won't burn out. You ever oiled somebody? Glory to God. Anointed them? Glory to God, because you see their oil being stripped. God said he don't want that. He want us to help somebody, that they'll be able to proclaim their freedom too. Like the young man said in the Bible, his parents, the Pharisees and Sadducees, they came and they said, how is it that your son can see? And the mother said, ask him. He old enough to speak for himself. The man said, they asked him, he said, how is it that you can see? He said, well, the only thing I know, Jesus healed me, and now I once was blind, but now I see. And see, some folks want to be blinded to the things, to the needs of other people. But you forgot that we once was in darkness, too, before we came into the light. Something drawed us to God that caused us to walk up out of that light. It's called love and what Jesus done first, but he used another vessel to tell us about Jesus, about himself, that we'll take heed and say, oh, I got a mind-changing experience. It's what Jesus did. It's not about what man can do. God is going to use man to accomplish all the things that he needs to get done anyway. But I heard him say, look to the hills from which cometh all our help. Our help comes from the Lord. It does not come from man. It comes from the one that created us all.
Amen.
That's what God is saying to us today when we have a renewed mind. Glory to God. Some of us are able to go to the hospital. Some of us are able to go to the jail cells. Some of us are just able to walk the streets. Some of us are able to do a whole lot of things that another one of us ain't able to do. Some of us can use our phones to just get a message across to somebody. Glory to God, that's in need of the Lord on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We tell God thank you this morning because one thing about God, we have to know that he's watching everything that we do, and we have to take heed to it. He said, take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Another reasonable service in Matthew 6. Glory to God. And I believe it's the first, it's the 47, somewhere like, right, ain't up in there. Anyway, oh, it's in 6:1. Matthew 6:1. He was telling us how to do our good deeds to please God. Hallelujah. We don't do it any kind of way to be seen by man. That's another transformation of the mind because people want accolades. They want this. They want that. They want money. They want everything. In other words, if you can't pay me, then I can't do it. But God saying this morning as well in Matthew 6, take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. But I heard him say that he's coming and his reward is coming with him. What reward will you receive? Will you have the crown of righteousness, the soul winner's crown? What crown would you get? Hallelujah. Or will you get the crown of damnation? We got to be careful about what we're getting. Hallelujah, Jesus. If we're going to run this race that is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to the ones that endure to the end, then we must glorify God the right way. Hallelujah. He tell us, glory to God, our spiritual man must be right. Our spiritual man must be holy. Our spiritual man must be acceptable to Christ. Our spiritual man must be willing to do the will of God the way God says do it. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound the trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogue, letting everybody know it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, and in the streets that they may have glory from men. Hallelujah. God said, we always say, oh, I love what you did. So I say, no, I'm going to give God the glory because God the one gets the glory for everything that I do because I'm doing it to please him. We don't do anything to please ourselves. We do it to please God that we'll get the blessing that God has planned out for us. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Glory to God. Now somebody going to try to beat you to doing your good deed that God has assigned you to do. You can't let everybody know what you're doing. There are some, you got a plenty of enemies out there when you're working for the Lord because they'll try to sabotage what God has planned out for you to do. Oh, I don't hear nobody this morning. Because, see, some of them, they'll pray improper prayers, and their motive is to get your reward instead of the reward that is assigned to you. Hallelujah. But still, they won't get it, but they'll do their best to try to stop you from getting it. Because you can't do your charity, your love, with the wrong kind of attitude, the wrong spirit, the wrong kind of deed. Your work has to be a spiritual work. A reasonable work, an acceptable work unto the Lord. Hallelujah. God just tell us that the lamp of the body is the eye. See, the eye see of many things, but do the eye really see anything? Because if you don't see spiritually, then you're not seeing anything. He said, if therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is dark, how great is the darkness? The darkness has more power than the light of God. In your body, if it's seeing darkness, if there is the light that's in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? That is a question. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because a lot of people don't want to answer that. They oh, you can't tell me I ain't got God. But he just told you if the dark in you is greater than the light, then you need to do some checking. Hallelujah. We need to do some checking. Hallelujah. He tell us to don't be aware, glory to God, of how we manage our lives before other men and women. He tell us to manage our money. He tell us to manage our household. God has left us managers over everything that is in life. And the first thing that told us to manage is to seek him first. And to lean not, again, to our own understanding. He say, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who obeys the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonderful things in your name? And when I will declare to them that I never knew you, depart from me, you workers, practices of lawlessness, practices of iniquity, practices of lies, hiding behind the scenes, acting. You got this big old act done, but you're really not doing the deeds for God. You're doing it for yourself so you to get self-praise, for someone to praise you. So he's saying, be ye renewed by the renewing of your mind, that you won't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. You got to do this each and every day. This is not something that we think that we could just do it one time and that's it. It renewing goes on and on and on. It's an everyday thing, like we all got on the line and we prayed this morning. Hallelujah. We have to pray every day. We don't know what the day holds. The next minute could be our last minute. We don't know. But we still have to make ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. We have to use our gifts for the building of the kingdom of God. We cannot reject God's word and want everything our way. We have to behave like true believers do, the saints supposed to do. We have to live free in the spirit of God no matter what the enemy is talking about. We have to love our enemies as God say, love your enemies as yourself. We have to put on Christ every day, which is our reasonable service. We have to glorify God together. We have to bear each other burdens. We have to have love and kindness and gentleness. We have to have all of these things. Glory to God. We have to avoid being divisive in the house of God, in our homes, in the grocery store, anywhere that we are. We have to avoid a lot of things that are going on in the world today. Glory to God. People are more scared of the government than they are scared of God. I tell you, I'm not scared of the world. My fear is in the Lord, because I know the Lord has a place. He can put you in heaven or hell, and I'm preferring for God to put me in the new kingdom, the new heaven and the new earth. Glory to God. That's where my mind is set up at. That's where I'm going with Jesus. That's why we have to live the mature, quiet life in Christ, glory to God, that we can glorify our Lord. We can glory only in him for what he has sent his son to do. We have to thank our Father every day for his son, Jesus, glory to God, our Lord, glory to God, our Savior, glory to God. No, he died for everybody, but everybody is not serving him. But we have to know that we have power and wisdom in God. He's given us that. He's given us wisdom. He's given us spiritual discernment. He's given us, he even tells us that he'll have one watering and one working and one giving a warning, and God is still going to give the increase. He means that we're working together. Glory to God. We have a spiritual wisdom together. Because of the crucifixion of Christ, we can work together when we are in the Lord. Some of us don't want to work together. Glory to God. Like the man we just said, you thinking about yourself, but I'm going to tell you, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I don't even know you. Glory to God, because it was all about you. It wasn't about me. It was about you. Glory to God. And your cliches. But God said he do not want us, glory to God, not understanding that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father except by him. He wants us to know that he is the rightful judge and he's going to judge everyone according to the deeds of what they've done in the body. He wants us to know that we have to mortify and crucify the flesh. He wants us to know that immorality and injustice will be judged. He wants us to know that if we glorify God in our body and the spirit, then we're doing things God's way. We're being obedient to him and everything that we do. We are the ones that are called to live and not die and decree the works of the Lord. We are the ones that can give God thanks and glory. We are the ones that can tell God, thank you for this hope, Lord God, that you have given me, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for bringing me out of the bitterness place that I was in, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for my striving for the crown, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to deny myself, deny this flesh, Lord God, that I can please you, Lord. I thank you, God, hallelujah, that I can be a servant to all men, God, no matter what their status, no matter what my status, Lord God, because you have given me the opportunity, Lord God, to be a blessing to many people, Lord God, to be a winner, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to have this race for my own personal crown, Lord God, that you're going to give it to me, Lord God, and others one day, Lord God, because you say your reward is coming with you, Lord God. We run this race, Lord God, as though we're in an athlete for life, Lord God. And we tell you thank you, Lord, because we're running for our life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we tell you we won't look back. We won't look back. We won't look back, amen. God. All the glory goes to you, Father, in your Son Jesus' name. We thank you for our gift, Lord God. We thank you for unity, Lord God. We thank you even for diversity, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to examine ourselves, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because your word says examine ourselves daily, Lord God, to see whether we are in you, Lord God, and you are in us, Lord God. We have to make sure, Lord God, that your spirit, Lord God, is running our life, Lord God. You told us, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will be our God, Lord God, and we'll be your people, Lord God. So we're telling you thank you, Lord God, for the greatest gift that you gave us, Lord God, was your Son Jesus, Lord God, that caused us, Lord God, to be able to operate, Lord God, that caused our bodies, Lord God, the members, Lord God, of our body, Lord God, to put on holiness, Lord God, and remember, Lord God, and have modesty, Lord God, that we can be presentable, Lord God, before you, Lord God, on that great day, Lord God. We tell you thank you today, Lord God, for you, Lord Amen. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you in Amen. Jesus' name. And I thank God for the ministry. I thank God for the ministry. Thank you for listening. Glory to God. I pray that the word went forth because God's word won't fall on no empty ground. And I tell you, God, thank you, Lord God, for being a part of the ministry that is going forth in Jesus' name, calling us all to a renewed mind, which is our reasonable service. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle. We appreciate the word of God. The word is true, Romans 1 through 2. We thank God for you bringing us that message. We have to have a renewed mind. So I'm going to ask Prophetess Ernestine Lawson if she will pray a refreshing prayer for you. Good morning, Prophetess Ernestine.
Good morning, good morning. My husband was saying, who's that Apostle Gussie Killen? He said, what a word, what a word, what a word. So we enjoy the Amen. Word that we heard. And
God.
We salute to our sister in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank and we praise you, Lord God. And you said the word of God has helped the medicine to all our flesh. So as she medicated us, as she fed us your word, oh God, we ask you to restore the virtue that she poured out, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, hallelujah, from the very crown of her head to the very sole of her feet, Lord God, as she studied, as she meditated, as she pondered this word that she gave on today, Lord God. For the Lord God, we ask you for the refreshing. Lord, let a refreshed wind blow upon her like never before, God. Let the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, hallelujah, strengthen her in her inner man, Lord God. And as she, Lord God, spoke the truth, oh God, let, Lord God, the truth that she speak reverberate, Lord God, throughout the airwaves, oh God, and even those who are not on the line. But, Father, that she, the things that she declared, the things that she spoke about, Lord
yes,
God, hallelujah, having titles, Lord God, but not living the life. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that Apostle Killing is living the life for you. Lord God,
yes,
I thank you, Lord God, and we come in agreement with her, Lord God. Her desires,
yes,
Lord God, was to be in heaven, Lord God. The afterlife be with you, Lord God. So we bind up every hindrance spirit, Lord God, every lying word, every set word from the enemy, Lord God, that would attack her family, attack her marriage, attack her ministry. Lord God, we cancel the plans of the adversary. We come against anything and everything, Lord God, that will spiritually attack her, Lord God. We bind the spirit of infirmity now, Lord God. And we declare, Lord God, she will come off her husband, come off her, Lord God, and even her children, Lord God. We pray a special hedge of protection, Lord God, because we know, Lord Father, as pastors and leaders, Lord God, the satanic forces like to come after our children. So, Lord God, I put a guardrail around her children, Lord God. I bind up every hindrance spirit that would cause her children not to have an ear to hear, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We loose, Lord God, their ears, Lord God, that they may hear, hallelujah, not just mother's voice, but hear the voice of Jesus Christ standing at the doorpost of their heart, knocking, oh God. And Father, we thank you, Lord God. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, God.
Ruling, Lord God. And Lord, like
yes,
I said, restoring, strengthening,
yes,
Lord God. Hallelujah. Apostle Gussie Killings, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for that awesome prayer. We appreciate the word going forth. We appreciate the songs that went forth. I thank
Amen.
God for you taking your time, Apostle Killings, coming on, bringing the word that God deposited in you to us. We thank God that the word fell on good ground. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Prophetess Ernestine Lawson if you could pray and thank God for our babies.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for everybody. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
The babies are just growing by leaps. I know especially baby Chloe. She's growing by leaps and bounds. She's getting healthier every day. So we're just going to thank God for the babies that we pray for. So go ahead, Prophetess Lawson.
Father, Lord God, it's something, Lord God, the song says there's many tears or that we have tread, Lord God. There's many, Lord God, frustrations. But God, through it all, God, from the time they were born, Lord God, hallelujah, being born too early and being born, as the doctors say, Lord God, with these different health effects. But, Father, we thank you because you knew it all. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for every surgery, every thing, Lord God, that had affected their bodies. And even today, Lord God, that they're walking, talking, and growing, and even maturing. Father, I thank you that they are the miracles, Lord God, that we, the adults, can see that your hand is on these children. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, as you have already done, but you're and still doing, we thank you, Lord God, when they get in their teenage years, anything that the doctors have said that may be a problem, we cancel it now in the name of Jesus. We say, Lord God, the day, Lord God, where bodies will form, hallelujah, every organ will function according to God, the original manufacturer, which is you, God, has attended, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that they should grow up, Lord God, and be in health even as they so prosper. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that even as the cost of the finance for the hospitalization, Lord God, I thank you that every need be met in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that day, Lord God, that the doctors would be so surprised to say it had to have been God who, Lord God, has healed their bodies, and Lord God, yes, has caused them to mature and be in good health. Lord God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Yes,
amen.
God.
Thank you. Apostle Kill, I'm going to ask you to pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her ministry, her husband, her family, and her church family.
Yes, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come together and touch and agree, Father God, for the woman of God, Lord God, for her husband, her family, and her ministry, Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that it become one all the way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, let everyone come into the mind of Christ, Lord God, that deliverance will come, Lord God, that healing will come, Lord God, that the enemy, Lord God, have no choice, Father God, but to back off, Lord God. The enemy is set out to kill, steal, and destroy, Lord God, what you have put together, Lord God, but your word said let nothing separate what you have joined together, Father God. So, Father God, where there is a split, Lord God, we decree and declare that it become whole, Lord God, that your work, Lord God, can be done, Lord God, and that you can be glorified in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to touch the mind of the woman of God, Lord. The enemy wants to set up shop in the woman of God's mind, Lord God, to separate her, Lord God, because of the things that are going on, Lord God. But your words say, lean not, hallelujah, sandarese, bababashata, to the enemy, Father God, in the name of Jesus, say, lean not to what the enemy wants, but what God wants. Hallelujah, God. Songwriter say, Isaiah say, send me and I'll go. God say, you have to go sometime by yourself to pull the family back together, to pull the church back together. God say, do it the way he has told you to do it, glory to God, and it will work on your behalf, Father God. We ask you, Lord God, to touch your husband, Father God, that they become, Lord God, better than what they was when they first met, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. The enemy is after marriages. The enemy wants to cause suicidal thought. The enemy wants to do a lot of things that's going to cause families to be separated. But God said, if you put me first, put me first. No matter what's going on, put me first. He said, I know how to correct things. I know how to move the enemy. I know how to shut the door on the enemy. I know how to cause the enemy head to hurt and let your mind be free to do the will of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God say, seek him. Seek him. Continue to seek him. The answer is in the word. Hallelujah, Jesus. I call on the family today. Hallelujah, Jesus, where the enemy want to separate the family, God. Oh, God, your word say, again, let nothing destroy what you put together. Hallelujah, Jesus. We can't go back, hallelujah, and compromise. Hallelujah, Jesus. God say compromising has happened, but God say that can be corrected. Hallelujah, Jesus. All things can be corrected when we put the mind of Christ on it. Hallelujah, Jesus, which should be our mind, that our mind be the mind of Christ, that things will change and happen, and the ministry will come together, hallelujah, when the two heads work together as one, in Jesus' name. Father God, we claim it to be so, Lord God. We claim for the deliverance, Lord God, and healing to take place, Lord God. We move compromising, Lord God, and discord and arguments out of the way, Lord God. We bring back completeness, Lord God. We put love back, Lord, where everything else can come in and join in love. Long-suffering, self-control, Lord God, all the things that got out of control, Lord God, we pray that they come back into control, Lord God, the way you set them up and designed them from the beginning. And we pray this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus, and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Apostle Killen, can you pray for Jackie Travis as well and her family?
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to touch Sister Jackie, Lord God, and the things that she's going through, Lord God. You know all about them, Lord God. But the word is just telling me for her to just trust you, Lord God, and be patient. Let patience have a perfect work, Lord, in her life, Lord God. I'm asking Jackie myself to just let God do what God wants to do, and you just patiently wait on him to do what you've asked him to do and be ready for him to do it his way, because you have asked him for some things. And God said he's ready to bring those things, glory to God, to your forefront. He's ready to manifest those things. But you have to move out of the way and allow God to do them and just be patient. He's telling me to tell you to be patient and wait on him. wait on God, and he'll renew your strength as well. He said, you are the tree that is planted by the rivers of water. He said, wait on him. As your storm passed by, God is healing and delivering and bringing into manifestation the prayer request of your faithfulness. He said, you've been faithful. Hallelujah. He said, so stay faithful, but be patient. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. One more person, if you could pray for Mother Ludell. Mother Ludell, she's going on 101, so we thank God for
that's
her.
That beautiful lady that sung that song this morning, Walk With Me, Lord. Father, we thank you for Mother being amongst us today, Lord God, giving us encouragement, Lord God, giving us wisdom, Lord God, and giving us more understanding, Lord God, of what the power of God can do, Lord God. We thank you for her life on today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because her life, Lord God, has encouraged our life, Lord God. Her life, Lord God, has led a lot of people to the kingdom of God, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for her flowers while she yet lived, Lord God. We tell you thank you for her, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, for just touching, Lord God, helping others, Lord God, when they needed help, Lord God, being a mother, a sister, a friend, Lord God, being an auntie, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we just tell you thank you for her, Lord God, and as she go day by day, Lord God, still helping others, Lord God, know the ways of the Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to give her the strength that she need, Lord God. Keep her encouraged, Lord God. Let her know, God, that she's never alone, Lord God, because you are walking with her. You are talking with her, Lord God. She's trusting you, Lord God, and she's still obedient to you and your will, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, there are some things that Mother would like to do, Father God. We want to believe and prophesy that somebody will come by and help you do those things that you need and desire to get done in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And we tell you, thank you, Lord God, and it is so according to your word, if we just would believe. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Is there anyone else who need prayer? Anyone else who need prayer, just give your name.
Ludell Garnett.
All right. She just prayed for you, Mother. You need some more
prayer? Yes, ma'am, please. Oh.
Okay. Yes.
Lord, we thank you for Mother because Mother is still crying out for prayer, Lord God. We don't mind praying for her again, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hallelujah.
That's okay. That's
Hallelujah.
Okay.
No problem.
Yeah,
thank
you know, something was happening and I didn't understand the first part of it. But anyway, that's good. You know, you can still pray tonight or pray going or at home. It don't make no difference. All we want is God to hear it.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, we pray for Pastor Gatlin today, Lord God, the one that you use, Lord God, to open up this session, Lord God, to open up this prayer line, open up this preaching line, Lord God, open up this ministry line, Lord God, that people throughout the world, Lord God, will be blessed, Lord God, that they'll come to the understanding, Lord God, that their mind will be renewed, Lord God, and refreshed, Lord God, because sometimes, Lord God, they need a refreshing, Lord God, they need the bath, Lord God, of the shower, Lord God, of righteousness, Lord God, for the cleansing, Lord God, and need to be reminded. Without you, Lord God, they can't do anything, Lord God. It'll seem like they're doing a whole heap, Lord God, but they're not doing anything without you, Lord God. So, Father God, I just tell you, thank you for her, Lord God, throughout the day, Lord God, every day in the week, Lord God. Lord God, sometimes I just wonder, Lord God, what would you have the woman of God doing next, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you for the power that you have given her, Lord God. I thank you for keeping her body strengthened, Lord God, and I ask you to continue to do so, Lord God. I ask you, Lord God, to keep her mind, Lord God, stayed on you, Lord God. Keep her, Lord God, with the little children, Lord God, increasing their faith, Lord God, teaching them how to believe in the Lord, God, and bringing others back to Christ, and to Christ, Lord God. I ask you to bless her home, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I ask you to supply all of her needs according to your riches and glory, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for allowing her to be a part of my life, Lord God, and encouraging me, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, on my walk with you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I tell you, thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, man. Prophetess Lawrence, can you say a closing prayer for us. We're going to be closing out. Anybody want to add anything before we close out?
Yes, Minister G. Today, Reverend Joe Beal will be funeralized. He was only 67 years old. He pastored the United Methodist Church here in Paducah. Most of his congregation, well, I'll never mind. His family just needs our prayers. This is the Beal family, B-E-A-L.
All right. Prophetess Austin, can you cover the prayer?
Say the name again. Pastor who?
Pastor Joe Beal, B-E-A-L, Joe Beal.
Okay, Beal. Okay, Joe Beal.
Yes, he passed away, okay. And he's being funeralized at noon today.
Okay. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank and we praise you. Lord God, we lift up all pastors, but especially Pastor Beal. We lift up all ministers, Lord, of the gospel. Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And we hallelujah, God. And we just pray a special hedge of protection, covering, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your arms to be around them, Lord God. Let no harm or danger come now to their dwelling, Lord God. And Father, I speak to their bodies, oh God. First, Lord God, as pastors, we repent, Lord God. We repent, Lord God, for eating, Lord God, everything that's in place in front of us, Lord God. We come, Lord God, and Father, not being good stewards of our body, Father, so as we repent, Lord God, for not being good stewards of our body, then, Lord God, I lose healing through the livers, the organs, various function of the body, oh God. I come against every satanic spirit that would attack us through the spirit of infirmity. I come against every spirit, Lord God, every sent word, Lord God, that will attack us, Lord God, and to our minds, Lord God. We come against the spirit of witchcraft, Lord God, white magic, black magic, anything, Lord God, that will come against, Lord God, your men and women servant, Lord God, whatever title they wear, Lord God. Father, but we, and Lord God, we lose the power of the Holy Ghost to rest, rule, and abide in our life, in our marriage, in our ministry, Lord God, that we may flow, Lord God, as you have called them to do. Even, Lord God, those who have radio ministries and TV ministries, Lord God, Father, we lift up everyone, Lord God, that is spreading the gospel. And I declare supernatural healing, supernatural deliverance, Lord God, and supernatural, Lord, favor, Lord God, to rest upon their ministries. And now, Lord God, for the Joe Beal, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for the service he's given, Lord God, for the life that he lived, oh God, that even for his members, God, and just recently, because I know concerning, Lord God, a couple of pastors who have died, Father, hallelujah once again, Lord God, I lift up his members to you, Lord God, that may have looked to him and not to you. Father, you said the day when King Uzziah died, they saw the Lord. So, Father, at this funeral, let them see you, God, not just the man of God, but let them see you, Lord God, that you saw that they could see the power of God on his life, even if though he died young, what we would call young. But, Father, our times is in your hands, Lord God. And, Father, we do not argue, Lord God. We do not question, Lord God, how you move, Father. But, Lord God, we pray that every person who attends this funeral at 12 noon, and any funeral today, Lord God, where a man of God or a woman of God, hallelujah, is buried, that they will see you, God, moving, Lord God. They'll hear how you led their life, God, and how you have taught them and how you have trained them. Father, we thank you that their characteristics, hallelujah, be the characteristic of God. Because, Father, you're the good shepherd, Lord God. So, Father, I lift up Joe Beal and anyone else, Lord God. Hallelujah, that their characteristic will be good. That they, Lord God, will be pure in heart, Lord God. That they, Lord God, will not be high-minded. That they'll not be prideful. But, Lord God, that they'll be a humble servant unto you, Lord God. So, Father, oh, Father, we declare, God, for anyone he shepherded, anyone he trained, all the people, Lord God, that he served, Lord God, that in the midst of this funeral today, that the peace of God shall rest, rule, and abide. That they will see, Lord God,
that you are God and you're God Almighty, that you're sovereign, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, so now I know, Father, I lift up his wife, I lift up his children, I lift up his grandchildren. Hallelujah. And I bind the enemy's voice that may speak to them and say why God couldn't save them, why God couldn't deliver, that they will come to know, Lord God, that, hallelujah, that it's better being going to heaven than to live on earth, that they will rejoice in this day, that they will rejoice, Lord God, and give God all the glory for the life that was lived. God, Father, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that they should be taught, hallelujah, glory to God, that it's better, Lord God, to worship you. She said, everything give thanks, but this is the will of God. So, Father, we pray that they'll know your will, and Lord God, and they'll know your worship, Father, in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord God, the Bible storyline is about to end, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I lift up everyone who's on here, everyone who sung a song, anyone who prayed a prayer, anyone, Lord God, hallelujah, that did anything, oh, God. Even that every name that was mentioned, every prayer that was prayed, God, I come in agreement with it, Lord God, that your word will not fall to the ground, but it shall, Lord God, and if it does, will be planted and get sorted. And Lord God, as Gassi said, one will come in water, and God, you give the increase. Father, let your word increase even the more, Lord God. Let the word increase even the more, Sister G. Let the word, Lord God, increase, Lord God, and all those who will hear this, Lord God. And Father, we bless Sister G, Lord God. We pray your hand to be upon her like never before. And God, I think even though she just recently had a birthday, and I declare the decree that she should have long life, Lord God, and length of days, Lord God, and riches and honor should be in her hand, Lord God. I declare, Lord God, supernatural favor. I bind every spirit of aging, even those who seniors on this line. I come against the effects, Lord God, of aging, Lord God. Every pain I commanded to go now in the name of Jesus, God. I take apostolic and prophetic authority, and I send the word of healing. I send the word of restoration. I send the word, Lord God, of rejuvenation, Lord God. And Father, we give you all the glory. We will give you all the praise, Lord God, because, Lord God, even Sister Ludell, we declare, Lord God, that she's still singing praises and she's still giving you glory, Lord God, that we all will continue giving you glory until we reach the hundreds, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, even for the little babies, Lord God. See, I got to see baby Chloe here and Sister Jesus. But God bless them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, through this connection with Sister G, through Bible Story Land, let your glory be revealed even the more. And Father, yes, we thank you. We thank you. You. We thank you.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, each of you, I thank you all for coming on, taking your time out of your busy schedules today. I love you. God loves you even more. And we'll talk soon as the Lord leads. Have an awesome God-filled day, a God-filled week, and a God-filled month, God-filled year. Don't forget, praise the Lord like never before. Amen. Thank you, Karen.